In the wild, there are reportedly now only around 5,000 Komodo dragons left. They're found in eastern Indonesia. But Prague Zoo has enjoyed continued success in breeding the endangered giant lizard in captivity. Over the last few days, the zoo saw the successful hatching of 20 new specimens, the offspring of a female known as Arranca. What's more, viewers were able to watch the hatching process online. So, a little earlier, I spoke to the zoo's spokeswoman, Jana Ptaczynska-Jeratova, who told me more about the successful hatchings.
We were very glad that we could offer to our public to watch the dragon hatching. We were installed the cameras into the incubator, and people could through internet website watch how our dragons come on the world.
Did you have any kind of reaction as the hatching was taking place from, say, the viewers?
Yeah, we were fascinated how many people were watching the hatching, and they wrote us feedback on Facebook profile, and they were in touch with us by email, and they also called us, and through media they wrote in discussions. They were amazed by the situation, by the hatching, because it's not normal situation to see that kind of moment in life. So people were fascinated.
How long a process is it as they hatch?
In the world, there is no scientific fact which says how long does it take to hatch a baby of Komodo dragon. So we were surprised how long would it take to hatch these 20 eggs. And as we saw, it takes 2 days to hatch one egg, and these 20, it takes 1 week.
What was the appearance, or what is the appearance of the baby Komodo dragons, and what is their behavior at this stage?
They are very vital when they were born. They are 40 or 45 centimeters long, and they have approximately 100 or 140 grams. So they are not so big, but what fascinated the people, how 40 centimeter animal could be in a small, let's say, 10 centimeter long egg.
How they fit in there, I understand. And of course, that one day they will be huge animals, won't they?
Definitely, they could have 3 meters.
How are they being cared for at this stage?
So right now they are in a special terrarium, and our keepers will take care of them. And later on they will be in exposition in pavilion of big turtles.
So at this point they don't have contact with the mother?
No, definitely not, because in nature it could happen that mother could injure them. So it's the reason why they are not together.
My understanding is that it is not the first time that the female has had baby Komodo dragons in captivity, which is quite a difficult situation, or quite rare.
Yeah, it's very exceptional, because all over the world it happened only one time that one female had 3 litter. And in Prague Zoo right now, our Arranca, it's the mother of these babies, gave us 4 litter of eggs. So we were very surprised, because during the hatching of these 20 baby Komodo dragons, our mother put us other 6 eggs. So we are very happy, because we are for the first time all over the world that Prague Zoo has 4 babies from one female. So I hope we will continue with next breeding, and we can raise the population of Komodo dragons in captivity.
Jana Ptaczynska-Jeratova of Prague Zoo talking there.